This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
8:06 here on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5. Good Saturday morning, Houston. My name is Will Doctor alongside the golf doctor, Charlie Epps. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. What a weekend. Tiger's back. What a weekend we have in the world of golf. Exciting to dive into it today with you. How are things going in your loop?
Which way to bring it? Starting off with a lot of energy this morning.
I'm pumped.
Hi, you
it's
got
been
your
10 months.
NBC golf hat on?
That's it. I have my coffee. And
how many cups of coffee have you had already?
So this is my fifth. Got up around 5:10. Check the news. It's filled with Tiger talk, and of course his 12-year-old son playing too. Only so much you can make of that, but it's exciting.
Well, it really is. I mean, you think about all the trials and tribulations that Tiger has in his life and has overcome, and it's really a great comeback. I mean, every time something happens, Tiger's, the man that can overcome it. It teaches all great lessons.
Unbelievable lessons.
And he, to watch his young son swing, I mean, he's identical to his father. And he has actually a better swing than his father did when he was younger. So sky's the limit. Yep. Will this young man be able to withstand the responsibilities of being the son of the one of the greatest, all of the sons that Jack Nicklaus had never really could make it.
No.
They had all the information. They had all the comforts of life. But, it's a great weekend.
It doesn't, as far as talking about Charlie and whatnot, it seems like Tiger really wants him out there. They're enjoying it. Like I said, there's only so much you can say about a 12-year-old kid, but it's been great to watch him the last 2 days. He looks incredible. I mean, some of the shots he's hitting are incredible, and it's going to be great to seeing a lot of great players with their hairs all weekend. We'll dive more into that here on the other side of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5. And Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
Himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 8:12. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Charlie, I talked in the opening segment about the different atmosphere that we get out of these players at the PNC. And it's really because we get to watch the greats enjoy the game with their families, and we get to see a side of them that we never do. Your thoughts on that?
I thought in watching the coverage yesterday on the Golf Channel, and it was up close and personal on the driving range, and watching Tiger and his son Charlie interchange whatever they were talking about with Lee Trevino. I mean, that's the old and the new. I mean, the real new, the 12-year-old that we see today on television, all that, is going to inspire a lot of kids.
Yeah.
It is huge, not only because he's Tiger Woods' son, but his mannerisms. He has learned visually. He's hung around his dad.
Yeah.
He's watched him on television, and it's a carbon copy. And Lee Trevino was so much fun in watching, and Lee is so talented and so entertaining with his words, and he had Tiger's attention. So that's, you know, it's unbelievable. It really is. It's a great event. I played in a team championship with one of my students, and boy, up close and personal, and you're watching your student play, I could really help him after that. And then you go on to learning from the best and watching a Jim Furyk the feel is incredible.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And for Tiger, you know, it's a beautiful sight. Like you said, he's a mirror image of Tiger. To see Tiger really invested in Charlie's game and get excited about his son's success is absolutely beautiful for the Woods family. It's extremely healthy for the game of golf. To see Tiger in this light, you know, after the issues and injuries we've had to see him overcome in the last decade, and really, like you said, you know, with the great field at the PNC, a lot more to get into, although Tiger will have most of the spotlight, but so many greats playing with their hairs this week, Charlie. Nelly Korda, 1998 U.S. Open champion, Peter Korda, John Daly and John Jr. You know,
no, you can't. It's John and John.
John and John. I like Jr., but, you know, you're right. But I don't know if you saw this picture last night. You know, they had the PNC father-son dinner last night, and Big John dressed up as Santa Claus, and John Jr. was in a red suit. It was really something out of a ZZ Top.
I didn't see
video.
That.
I got to show it to you at the break. It is absolutely hilarious. You know, some of the comedians that we're getting in this tournament, you know, it really is amazing. And, you know, speaking of John Daly, you know, to see him out there with his son, it's a lot of the same emotions that we get from Tiger. You know, John's track record, to the public image, it's not the greatest of all time. But to see him out there with his son who's playing at Arkansas right now, it's really a treat.
You know, I've always lived by a saying is we're human and therefore fallible.
Yeah.
We're going to mess up. We're going to have our bad times, no matter what it is. Sometimes, you know, with these guys, they got the cameras on them, and John has certainly done some things that he's not very proud of, but he's certainly proud of what he's created in his son, John. And John now is a freshman at Arkansas. We've seen him go from little John to John, you know. And that's a lesson that all of the parents can see. If you take your children to the golf course, they're going to watch what you do, and they're going to copy you. And it's you know, such a great time on, you know, playing golf with your family. And so great event. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to tape it. And go from there.
And on top of that, you know, we're talking about, you know, players that are still competing in their own right. Tiger, you know, of course, he's going to make his comeback to the PGA Tour. John's playing the Champions Tour. But on top of that, you have guys like Lee Trevino and Gary Player, 15 combined majors right there, out there having a good time. And it's nice to see that. Great to see Mike Thomas playing with Justin Thomas this year, after there was some concern whether Mike would make it out after he had a blood clot in his lungs in September. So great to see these two out here defending their title. Obviously, there's a great connection with Mike Thomas, you know, being a PGA professional.
Sure.
It's certainly great to have someone like that in the field, and that duo of the Woods family and the Thomas family will go off at 11:18 Central Time. So a lot to look forward to today, Charlie.
Do you think the Cordas could win?
I think absolutely. I think Nelly could win it herself. I saw Peter swing yesterday. He's got a good move.
He does.
It's a lot like Nelly's. Yeah, 1998 U.S. Open tennis champion Nelly has obviously taken the world of women's golf in her hands this year, world number one. And, you know, she's the first female to play in this event since Annika played in it twice, 2013.
And then you got Gary Player, 86-year-old Gary Player, playing with his grandson, and he said he wants to live till he's 100. So, you know,
and he certainly looks like he's on track to do so. I mean, him and Lee, it's, you know, regardless of how they play this weekend, it's it is simply amazing to see, you know, a combined 15 major championships out there between the two of them.
Well, the one thing that hasn't been mentioned that I in is the 20 competitors. They're so competitive. That's why they have won their major championship, because their competitiveness. That they're not going to lay down for anybody, and from Lee Trevino all the way to Jim Furyk, for example, who I really admire what he's done with his career. He's 58 and 59, the age of 46. I saw him play with Ankel, and he missed a cut at Augusta. And the next morning on Saturday, we go out to the driving range, and who's hitting balls? Jim Furyk. And he's not even playing. You know, but it's that drive. And, you know, we can all learn from that. I mean, one way you're going to get good in golf is you got to get out there and put in the time.
Supreme work ethic. And a lot of these guys are workhorses, most of them. And they do it in their outside lives, too. Tom Watson spoke yesterday, Charlie, and he said, you know, I'm not playing much golf, but I found some competitiveness in horse racing. You know, mm-hmm. I do amateur horse racing. He was talking about his ranking and how he's, you know, he's in the lowest tier of amateur, you know, horse competition, but he's trying to make his way up. So mm-hmm. just like he did in golf, and, you know, that's another one. Great to see Tom Watson out there. Before we cut to break, Charlie has a word for our good friends over at Insperity.
Navigate. What does that mean? You know, during this trying time of a pandemic and COVID and people working from home, you need support. And Insperity is the type of company that can help you navigate through all the trials and tribulations of these challenges that we're facing. And, you know, just like a good team, you have to have a partner. And Insperity is a good partner that can help you get through these hard times. It's an HR compliance company. It will help you keep your people. It will really be a friend, and a friend we all need, especially in trying times. So log on to Insperity.com. It's the number one business to work for in Houston, and a five million population. Our population is so, and it's the best company, established in 1986. Give them a call if you have a small business. Give them a call if you want some help, and I guarantee you, they will help you all the way through your problems and trials and tribulations.
And speaking of expanding upon a team, we'll tell you on the other side, Greg Norman's building his team full of premier executives from the NFL and all, a bunch of other sports leagues. He's not playing around, Charlie.
$3 billion.
Yeah, just like you said last week. We'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 25. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Take some time. Go give the show a follow at the Charlie Epps Show on Twitter. Questions, comments, concerns. You can reach us there. Last segment, we discussed the PNC father-son, father-child tournament now. It has been that way since 13, since Annika played. In case you missed that, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, after the show, you name it, the Charlie Epps Golf Hour is there. Charlie, not too much news as far as the Premier Golf League is concerned. However, Greg Norman does continue to expand his team for the Saudi government-backed organization. On Wednesday, Norman announced he hired the former sales agent from CAA Sports to be the vice president, hired a head of strategy, a chief media officer. So really building his team.
The infrastructure.
That's it.
And knowing Greg, he's been very successful in a lot of different businesses, but this is a business that he knows. He's played. He's he He knows what he likes, and so it's going to be interesting. The PGA of America hasn't been mentioned in this. The PGA Tour has come out and said a couple things. If you play in this thing, adios.
Adios.
Now, the PGA of America.
Officially, if you don't play in it, you get fined. They're not going to strip your card.
Okay. Go ahead. Well, but at first they were saying it.
Yes.
Now, the PGA of America is going to have to understand how they're going to divide the PGA points, the Ryder Cup points, to choose the team to play Europe. Now, is that going to change the whole footprint of that event? I hope not. But the PGA of America better be coming up with a plan. If you got two tournaments side by side, are you going to award the same amount of points? Are you going to say, no, we're going to stick with the PGA Tour? I mean, PGA Tour has never done a lot for the PGA of America since they split in 1968. Two different entities. They coexisted, but it's another it's another thing that is going to take a lot of thinking and negotiating to create the Ryder Cup team to play against Europe, and how they're going to, do the same thing.
Great point. And you have to look to the major championships as well. What are places like Augusta going to do, Charlie? Where do they fall on this side of the coin? Norman didn't, he never won the Masters. I don't think, that will have nothing to do with it. But their alliance, does it stand on, more towards the PGA Tour, or do they, they are their own separate entity?
They are their own separate entity. And they'll do what they think is good for their tournament. And they have always been very inclusive of foreign golf from all over the world. They had people that had never played on the PGA Tour that were invited. Amateur friends of mine from Argentina back in the 60s and 70s. They've created an incredible event because they've been a worldwide entity. And if you want to play at Augusta, you got to play by their rules.
So despite a lot of, the lack of player support, Norman continues to lay the foundation and continues to build a team. And these events are planned to start in the spring of 2022, starting with the Saudi International here, I think February 3rd through February 6th. Still a long way to go. Still a ton of question marks. We'll keep you in the loop regarding that. Charlie, many players have shown interest. It's a crazy coincidence that Kevin Na and Jason Kokrak won Greg Norman's event last week in the QBE shootout, since those two are the most notable players that have shown interest. And, kudos to Jason Kokrak. What a year he's had. One Colonial, one Houston. Greg Norman was certainly proud to see those two guys get it done at his tournament in Naples last week.
Yes, exactly right. So time will only tell. And they're going to have to start moving quickly after the first of the year.
That's right. Jay Monahan has not given releases to any of these players. Like I said, it currently, from what I've read, it's just fines. But in my opinion, besides Bryson, besides DJ, and Phil says he'll go over there. You look down this list, Charlie, the fact is none of these players truly move the needle that are interested in playing in the event. You look down the list, Paul Casey, Jason Duffner, personally I'm a huge fan of, Tommy Fleetwood, Sergio Garcia, Tyrell Hatton, Shane Lowry. Besides DJ, Phil, and Bryson, I don't understand who's going to have the interest in watching some of these events. I don't.
Golfers.
Yeah.
Golfers,
we'll watch.
We enjoy television. We enjoy, we got so many different channels now. The Golf Channel, did you ever think would be as popular as it is?
No.
So we'll follow it, and then the other associations have to decide, is Phil Mickelson going to be left out of the Masters because he's going to go over on the team? Does the Masters say, no, you got to play the PGA Tour? Or does the PGA Tour go to Augusta and say, guys, we've done this for so many years, we got to protect our product? A lot of unanswered questions.
One question that is answered is Jay Monahan increasing the money for next year.
It's all about charity.
That's it. But and on that note, I still have not heard anything regarding pro-ams, regarding what charity the Saudi-backed golf league, you know, is going to create, what opportunities are going to be built from there. We'll keep you in the loop regarding that. But the 2022 FedEx Cup champion will receive $18 million, Charlie. That's $3 million up from the $15 million that Patrick Cantlay won last year. You know, the PGA Tour is healthy. It's enjoyable for fans. They go to the best courses. You know, it's seemingly growing.
Yeah, they have the infrastructure. Now the other guys have to catch up. But then we have the worldwide problem with how people are treated.
It's a huge issue. Talked a lot about it last week, and especially from where the game is growing from a men and women's perspective.
Right.
If the Saudi Golf League decides to, you know, expand to women's golf as well, which, you know, if they get this thing started, it's only a matter of time before that has to happen. And the LPGA commissioner, you know, has come out and said, you know, they're going to cancel their events in China. Stacey Lewis came out and said, you know, why would I play a tour that is, you know, run by a Saudi government-backed organization where, you know, women aren't allowed to walk out in the streets at night without a burqa on? It's just a fact of the matter, Charlie. And that's going to be a real problem if they don't expand on tournaments outside of Saudi Arabia and China, which I'm sure they will. But, you know, Charlie, on another note, it was great to see Jason Day in good form last week. As him and Mark Leishman tied for third in the QBE shootout. Really a brush of fresh air for Jason Day. It was his best finish, Charlie, since he won the Challenge Tournament in Japan over 2 years ago. And first official, he hasn't won a tour event since 2018. So do you think that Jason Day still has major championship caliber play left in him?
You know, it just depends on his body, how it allows him to perform. I mean, he's been fighting a bad back because I think it was hurt when he's working out with too much weight, and he really exaggerated his back. And you know, golf, even if you're a normal person, you have, you know, back trouble. So he's fighting those issues. He's one of the players that could go the other way.
He could. Name has not been listed yet, but with the Australian connection, it wouldn't surprise us one bit.
Yeah. But, you know, we go back, and I'm going to touch on this real quick. We've got the Olympics coming. Where is it being played?
The winter? Beijing.
China.
Yeah.
You know, politics are going to run into it. This happened before in Russia when Jimmy Carter wouldn't let our amateur athletes go to Russia to participate in the Olympics. There's a lot of problems in the world, and sometimes we turn our cheek, turn the other way.
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be some problems.
There's going to be some problems. Now, from a men's side, I think Norman will definitely turn a cheek. He already has turned a cheek. He, you know, he says, you know, the issues are not that bad. So we'll see there. A lot to get to in that regard from the Premier Golf League. You know, and Jason Day, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he does, you know, somewhere down the line in his career decide that that is the option to go. I mean, you know, the injuries have killed him. The back has not held up since he won his 12th PGA Tour event. But the way that Jason Day, you know, you look back to 2015 when he won the PGA Championship over Jordan Spieth, the way he was striking the ball around Whistling Straits was pure. It was legendary. It was jaw-dropping, and it led him holding the number one position in the world 51 straight weeks. So we'll see you next year if Jason Day can get back to it. This is Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. More Tiger Talk on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 840 here on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Question, comments, concerns. Give us a follow. Give us a tweet at Charlie Epps Golf on Twitter. Only a couple hours away, Charlie, from Tiger Woods teeing off in his comeback to PNC Championship, just 10 months after a horrendous car accident where he had to be removed from a vehicle through the jaws of life. And he comes back this weekend. And Charlie, another full circle aspect of this return. It's back in the day when, you know, we look back when Tiger turned pro, he moved from California to Orlando. PNC Championship this week in Orlando, Florida, and he's with his 12-year-old son, Charlie.
Well, number one, moving to Florida saved him millions and millions of dollars. Yeah. You know, state taxes and a little more centrally located, I guess you would call it. But I just lost my train of thought because I had one thing going, and sometimes I...
Well, there's a lot this weekend regarding Tiger. A lot of questions have been thrown his way, Charlie.
Yeah, and he's handling them all well.
Beautiful.
He's handling them with a great sense of humor. We see a new Tiger. Tiger for many years was very guarded. I mean, his dad, you know, kept him that way. You know, he would never, you know, and he said some stuff that, you know, today he'd be criticized for.
Yeah.
But he's stood the test of time. He's created an aura about his ability, and rightfully so. And now he's bringing his son into the fray.
And speaking of opening up his circle, Charlie, Justin Thomas spoke yesterday.
Yes.
And he talked about how Tiger has turned into the older brother that he's never had, and then, you know, his younger son Charlie has turned into the younger brother that he's never had. And It really capitalizes on your point that 20 years ago, you'd never see Charlie open up his circle to another competitor.
I mean, right.
He never got along with Phil. The list goes on. He just didn't. I don't think he talked to many people on the PGA Tour besides Noda.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, at college, he went to college and created nice relationships there. So his career has, you know, has been one to model your success if you want to be successful.
He was also asked if he would ever consider using a cart PGA Tour event, and he said, you know, if it ever gets to the point where I have to use a cart, I'll hang it up.
Yeah. He was good at that. No, he's saying all the right things.
Yeah.
I mean, all the right things. And we'll see what happens once we get started after the first of the year.
That's right. We get in some real events.
You know, and he's been very honest about, you know, we should. He's not going to play professional golf in 2022. He's not. I mean, he's got a long ways to recover. He's got to really be patient. He doesn't, you know, with his bad back. You know, you can see him limping.
Yeah.
He's limping and walking across the driving range. So he's not 100% healthy. I would say it looks maybe about 60%. Because the one thing, and he keeps bringing it up as an athlete, endurance.
Yeah.
You know, to walk 72 holes and practice round, and it's a young man's game.
Yeah.
And that's where it's going. I mean, the average golfer today is under the age of 30 top 10, top 20, younger every day getting.
Yeah, no, and you know, he's certainly taking the steps, to get back to where, you know, everyone else wants him, and of course where he wants to be. He started using Justin Thomas's trainer, Colby Wayne, down there in Florida. So, as for Tiger, you know, we're just lucky to have him back this weekend.
Yeah,
Charlie, looking back the year 2021, we saw a lot of, you know, the social media on the PGA Tour, the PIP program, you know, the $40 million pot, a lot was made of that. You know, it sparked a lot more news.
They messed it up.
Yeah, they did. They don't even release who wins.
I, I, I guarantee it did more harm than good.
Absolutely. You know, and to where I was going with this, you look at Brooks and Bryson over the last calendar year.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it got in the way more than it actually helped them. We, you know, it's been a full calendar year. We still have not seen them organically in the final group of a golf tournament since all of this started.
Mm-hmm. And how many majors did they win?
A big. Yeah. Well, this year zero. You know, now
this year. We're talking about this year. Who won the majors this year?
Well, we start with the PGA because of COVID, right? Phil Mickelson, Hideki won the Masters.
I think that's the story of the year.
Yeah. Phil?
No.
Oh, Hideki?
Hideki.
Yep, won the Masters and then wins the Zozo Championship
in
his hometown. Really incredible.
Yeah.
First Asian man to win the Masters.
Yeah.
Was it to win a major?
Huh?
Was it to win a major?
What's that?
Hideki Matsuyama?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Was he the first Asian man to win a major championship?
No. Okay. No. For first one to win the Masters.
Right.
The guy from Korea.
Y.E. Yang took down Tiger in 2009.
Took down Tiger, yes, in Minnesota.
Yeah,
at a great golf course. So, and then the British Open was won by
Colin Morikawa, who Charlie Woods is going to be the Colin Morikawa, but with Tiger's putting. That's my prediction, Charlie.
What happened when he had that lead over at Tiger's tournament?
At the Hero.
Yeah. What happened? Some of that stuff was really nerve generated.
Yeah, it was.
And I think he was intimidated having the lead and finished 14th.
It evaporated. One thing with Morikawa that we saw this year, you have to point out a flaw. If he starts missing greens, if the ball striking gets off, and he hit some shocking shots in that final round.
Yeah, he did, and some shocking putts.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. When his ball striking gets off, his putter cannot save it. He is not an elite putter by really any means. He really does most of his damage when he's hitting every green, giving himself the best opportunities. But, yeah, Victor Hovland ended up winning Tiger's tournament. An incredible fashion, another young player that we'll be talking a lot about, for the years to come, Charlie.
And he's had the chipping hips.
Yeah. It's amazing, a lot of these guys, when they start missing greens, there's only, in my opinion, Charlie, there's only about 10, 15 of these guys who really have a short game, Justin Rose missing. There's one year where Justin Rose only hit three greens at Augusta in one round and shot 69.
Kidding.
Yeah, yeah. There's only a handful.
Pull that one out of.
That's what's in here all day, Charlie. That's what's in the back of my mind. But
that was a great one.
Only a handful of these guys can go do that. I think looking forward to 2022. As far as the majors is concerned. It's going to be an interesting year. It'll be interesting to see what Phil does.
Well, we're going to have an interesting end of this year. Both holidays, Christmas and New Year's, fall on Saturday.
That's right.
So this coming week, what are we going to do?
Well, we're going to pre-record the show. We're going to have something out for you on Saturday. One of them could be a guest. One of them could just be breaking down the last calendar year, breaking down the major championships.
Or we set goals for 2020.
Of course. Well, we predict the majors.
Huh?
We predict the majors.
I want to talk about individual goals. We spend a lot of time on the tours.
Yeah.
But we have, I don't know how many golfers in Houston. I'm going to have my tournament in March to raise money for kids. And we're going to talk about philanthropy. But more importantly, we're going to, give some hints out on how people can get better.
Yeah.
And I think I've done that over my career. So a pre-recorded show with Charlie and Will.
That's it. We'll have something out for you. We'll probably release these, after recording. They'll be on the podcast. probably on Wednesday or Thursday after we record these, and then it'll be live on Saturday. But yeah, a lot of great stuff coming up for the holidays, Charlie. You know what's a Christmas look like in the Epps house?
You know, one of our traditions, because I grew up in Argentina, and a popular dish down there is called milanesa. So instead of having turkey for Christmas dinner, we have milanesa. It's a delicious fried. It's kind of like a country, you know, the fried. It's just a piece of fried meat.
With the comparison is the country fried steak here in America.
Similar to that, but it's thinner. It's made out of a cut of meat that many people don't eat here in the United States. So we have that for our Christmas tradition, plus, you know, all the other stuff.
Gorgeous. Some of the Christmas music going.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, yeah.
Seeing it's going to be 82.
Yeah, this weather in Houston, you know, finally cooling off tomorrow. But, no, it goes 65 degrees, 85 degrees, 65 degrees, 85 degrees. It's a mess down here. It's a mess. But next segment coming back to finish off the show, we'll make our picks for the PNC. Should be fun. You know, a lot of great players in this event. Nick Faldo, Tom Watson, Henrik Stenson, you know, Bubba's playing, Vijay Singh, Nick Price. So many great players and so much to get to on the other side on ESPN 97.5. Charlie, as far as your golf game,
yes,
is concerned, what are the things you're kind of looking at in your golf game here over the break?
I know I love to play, and I'm going to try to get better. I'm going to try to be the best 77-year-old broken-down club pro. I've got to get my chipping and pitching in better shape. The truth be known, you know, for the last 50 years, if not more, all I've done is golf. And I'm not a fisherman, so I've got to take a little more time and work on my game so I don't embarrass myself.
Right on. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 56 here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Time to make our picks for the week at the PNC Championship. A lot of great teams out there, Charlie. Marco Mira, you know, we just saw us playing. Tom Lehman, David Duval, Jim Furyk, Henrik Stenson, and Tiger Woods' sons are the two youngest players in the field, but with a lot of game. Seeing a little bit of the next generation out there, Charlie.
I think we're going to have a repeat winner.
You think JT JT and Mike are going to get it done again?
Well, of all the non-professionals in the group, the best player is Jason's dad. You know, I if you take all the sons and daughters and who you're going to rank first. That's going to be they won in good fashion coming down the stretch. You know, Vijay Singh and his son is a great player. But it's interesting that with all of these major winners, none of their sons have taken their place.
No.
And Tiger's son, Charlie, might be the.
You could argue it's the hardest thing to do in sport.
Yeah.
You know, to live up to a parent's height of fame. You only see a handful of guys do it in sports. King Griffey Jr. is the example that I see off my head.
Yeah, but you know, most of the guys that are major winners came up through hard knocks.
Yeah,
they didn't have
time.
They didn't have money, and so they were motivated. They desired. You know, Gary Player. You know, he was a kid from South Africa. and he had a love for golf. And then once he met the big, you know, Nicklaus and Palmer, they became, you know, the show for in the 50s and 60s, you know, the big three, you know. So having said that, my pick is Justin Thomas and his father.
Great pick. Hopefully, Mike's health holds up over the blood clot, but also has a herniated disc. But, you know, Justin can hit the drives and Mike can hit the wedges in there. Great player, Mike Thomas. My pick this week, Charlie, is going to be Matt Kuchar and Cameron Kuchar. Kuchar is just a great team player. Hits every fairway, hits every green, and Cameron's becoming a pretty good player in his own right. So, 9 PGA Tour wins in Cooch, and I think it's going to be an unbelievable weekend. We'll see what Tiger and Charlie does. We both want to pick Tiger and Charlie.
How many wins does Justin Thomas have?
JT win count. Let me get that really quick here. I think he won the PGA Championship.
In the Players' Championship.
Yeah, in the Players' Championship. He's won 14 times on the PGA Tour.
More than?
That's more
Matt
than
Kuchar.
Matt Kuchar. Yeah, unbelievable. Great weekend, Charlie. Looking forward to watching Tiger this weekend. This is Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Have a good weekend, everybody.